This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Yesterday was a busy day for Canadian charities. Giving Tuesday has become an annual tradition where people give back to organizations that serve the community. John Rafferty is the president and CEO of the CNIB, and he joins us now. Hey, good morning, John.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you once again. So, John, let's start here with Giving Tuesday. As I know, I got a couple emails from the CNIB yesterday. How important are days like Giving Tuesday for an organization like CNIB?
It's a great rallying call for us. It's a great reminder for people as we come up to the holiday season to think about who they support as a charitable organization in the community that they live in. So we have a lot of activity, primarily on social media on Giving Tuesday. And it's becoming a growing thing, after the way Canada has adopted Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday maybe isn't quite as well known as those two days, but it's growing.
It's almost a cliche how often we say it around here, but it's always good to remember that giving back is not restricted to individual days or individual donation campaigns. How can folks offer support to the CNIB year-round, whether that's dollars, volunteering, or otherwise?
Well, there's tons of great opportunities, probably and I would say this on behalf of all charities, not just CNIB, probably the best way for people from the charity's perspective is to be a monthly donor. And it doesn't matter what that monthly amount is, a few dollars, $10, $20, whatever it may be, because it's quite predictable. For the organization to build programs around. And that's a great way of doing something that's a small and respectful amount on a monthly basis. Volunteering is hugely rewarding. We have hundreds of thousands of hours worth of volunteer time, which is worth millions and millions of dollars worth of support to the organization. And for those who want to give through their time and through their energy, there are great virtual volunteer opportunities that we have. And hopefully starting next year, we'll have a growing number of the returning in-person volunteer opportunities as well.
Wonderful. Now, John, not to pull the curtain back too much here, but a few weeks ago on the Day of Thanks, you and your colleagues were reaching out to people who've supported the CNIB throughout the year. You actually reached out to me when I was at the gym in Vancouver when you called. And again, not to reveal too much, but I managed to break my Facebook elastic and was having so much trouble switching from my Bluetooth headphones. I can't imagine I was particularly charming. Not that I'm particularly charming in most cases, but my own awkwardness aside, what does getting in touch with so many people connected to the organization mean to you on a day like that?
First of all, I will just say that the list of 20 people that I was given is relatively random. I didn't select you.
You were on my list. My heart is broken.
I apologize that I didn't select you, but Day of Thanks for us, we started 4 or 5 years ago. And on that day, every staff member of CNIB gets a list of 10 to 30 people to phone. I think I had 20 something people from coast to coast to coast. And we're phoning just to say, hey, listen, thank you for what you do to support us and our mission. It is really important. And they're just great conversations to have. As you said yesterday on Giving Tuesday, you got a number of emails from us. For us to make sure we also take a day a year where we're not asking for anything. We're just saying thank you for your time, your energy, your financial support, if that was the case, because it's really important. We speak to 5,000 or 6,000 people that day. It's pretty meaningful, I think.
Yeah, well, it was a phone call that I definitely enjoyed receiving, regardless as to whether or not I was through a randomizer wheel or not. I definitely enjoyed it. Hey, John, you mentioned earlier that we are heading into the holiday season, and I know that can actually be a pretty busy time for the CNIB. So are there any CNIB programs that you want to highlight to make sure our listeners and viewers are aware of over the course of the next few weeks?
Yeah, so I mean, we continue with hundreds of virtual programs on a weekly basis. I know that there are some specific, mostly kind of regional, provincial-based holiday get-together programs that are virtual. There's some thematic things over the holidays around Christmas baking, and I think there's some stuff around knitting and knitting winter kind of hats and gloves, etc. So. Lots of different connection abilities to connect rather virtually, and some specific holiday ones. If people go to cnib.ca, you know, there are literally hundreds of programs. Please make sure you stay connected over the holiday season. For those that have family surrounding them, it is a great time of year. But for those who are maybe a little bit more isolated, particularly during this time of the pandemic, you know, there are thousands of people on a weekly basis that are connecting online. And I'm sure that people can find a community online to be a part of.
What about as we head into the new year, into 2021? Is there something that we should be putting on our radar?
So we are beginning the process later in January to have open houses in our physical offices across the country, as well as a whole series of focus groups and online surveys as we start talking to the community about what CNIB should be prioritizing for the future. So it's time for us to start building that next strategic plan. Our strategic plan always needs to reflect what the community is telling us is important. We know that themes around technology and employment and the accessible nature of the built environment are probably still going to be high on people's agenda. But it's a great opportunity to talk to, you know, thousands of Canadians who are blind or partially sighted and say, you know, what is it that you'd want fixed that's broken at the moment? How can CNIB support you, support your community? How can we influence change? So very much looking forward to that early next year.
I love the sound of some of those open houses getting going again. I'm sure people are really going to appreciate that. And along those lines, the last time you and I spoke in the summer on the air, some in-person programming was getting back underway. What kind of feedback have you been getting from members as we slowly but surely are moving towards something that resembles normal?
Yeah, those who have been able to participate in some of those in-person programs in different parts of the country later in the summer, as well as into the 4 months, really appreciated. Obviously, we went into kind of much more severe restrictions in kind of Alberta and the Prairie provinces, as well as elsewhere periodically. So we when we spoke in the summer, we were thinking we would probably be a lot more in person today than we currently are. Hopefully, we'll get back to higher volumes of in-person programming. But those who did attend those types of in-person activities, they just love it. I mean, I think humans love being around humans, and that's one of the big challenges the pandemic has put on all of us. And hopefully, as next year rolls out, we will be doing more and more of that in-person service.
Yeah, here's to that. Yeah, fingers crossed all the way through and through. Hey, John, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. All the best over the holiday season to you and yours. And let's catch up again in the new year.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave. And all the best to you and yours, as well as to everyone listening and watching today.
Thank you very much. That's John Rafferty, President and CEO of the CNIB. Coming up next, we've talked a lot about the impact in terms of the physical environment of the flooding and mudslides in British Columbia. But what about the impact on individuals and individuals' mental health and well-being? Our mental health columnist, Shane Baker, will stop by to discuss some of those elements. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.